Welcome to the A Rich Life podcast, where we enrich, encourage, and inspire you to live a life of your dreams. I am extremely excited about this week's episode, but before we hop right on in, let me share with you some of my favorite things. OMG, do you all know that I love me some fruit and vegetable juices? So my favorite two-ingredient recipe was purple cabbage and apples. So make sure that you take your juice out for the week and make you a fruit and vegetable juice so that you can take care of your body. The next thing is one of my favorite workouts was a high intensity step cardio class by Yvette Bachman, and that is actually on YouTube. So if you go into YouTube and put in a step deck workout, it will come up, I promise. My affirmation for the week is my surroundings are neat, tidy, and clean, which allows me to have a clear mind. I am so thankful that I've decluttered my surroundings, which allows me to make room and abundance in my mind, in my body, in my soul, and in my business. So make sure that you try out the fruit and vegetable juice. Make sure that you get your workout in, and make sure you build your faith so that you can take care of your soul. Now, let's talk about how to achieve a growth mindset. So in this week's episode, I want to talk about the importance of making a personal growth and development plan. You are now your own teacher, right? Not the HR person. They're not your teacher. Not your husband or your wife. They're not your teachers. Not your parents or your siblings or your best friend. But you should be your own teacher. And when I say that, I mean that once you develop a personal growth and development plan, it will enable you to have a plan so that you can achieve your goals. So the thing is that if I were to come to your house today, and if I were to open up the calendar in your house, is it obvious that I would know what projects you are working on? Would it be obvious for me to decipher how things are going in your life by looking into your home? So I want you to take into consideration your life and your personal growth and development plan and how you are going to get things done. But if you continue to be in reaction mode every single day, then that means that you have a fixed mindset. A fixed mindset means that there is nowhere or no way for you to grow. A fixed mindset means that you are settled and you are good the way things are. Have you ever met anyone in your life where they had a fixed mindset, where every time you saw them, they were constantly consuming things on social media? Not to say that's a problem, but I'm just saying, if that's where you spend all of your time, oh gosh, you're in trouble. Have you ever seen anyone that would just say, no, I'm just fine with where I am. I'm just good with, you know, making this amount of money. But what I want you to do, or I'm just fine with the weight that I am currently weighing. When you see people that have a fixed mindset, that means that they don't have a personal growth and development plan. That means that some way, somehow, have you seen yourself where you stopped believing in your goals and you stopped believing in your dreams because now you're just settled? So what I want to propose to you is that what it means to have a personal growth and development plan. I'll ask you this question then. What are the next 5 books or the audiobooks that you are going to read, right? So if you plan that you want to start that business, then that means that the next 5 books should be on starting a business. If you are trying to lose weight, then the next 5 books should be how could you maintain your health and your nutrition and your workouts. If you are trying to actually improve on your marriage, then your next 5 books should be on how to improve your marriage, right? Or if you are trying to develop a closer relationship with God, then the next 5 books should be, okay, on spirituality or even the Bible or whatever your holy book is. So I'm using books as an example, but you could also be doing things like taking an online course, reading an audiobook, joining a mastermind, or even joining some fellow individuals in your community that will help you to grow. And of course, you may be listening to a podcast, but whatever it is to help you get there, make sure that you decide today that you are developing a personal growth and development plan. And that also includes, but are not limited to, right, conferences, trainings, having mentors. Make sure that you surround yourself with positive people, positive things. So as you are developing your plan, I want you to think about the outcome. The outcome means that you are going to have a growth mindset. That means that you are basically reverse engineering, thinking about what do you want to improve on and what are some of the things that you need to do so that you can get better. And then you work backwards, and then you make sure that you continue to stay on that path. Now, if at some point where you get a little tired, where you find yourself off track, give yourself just a little bit of grace. Know that this is a process, and when you find yourself getting off track just a little bit, do not count yourself out. Just know that you are kind of off track, but you are working patiently to get back on track. Okay, so the next thing is, if you are when you are developing your personal growth and development plan, I want you to think about what must you learn and what must you learn about yourself, or what must you learn from everybody, from someone else. Can you read a biography? Can you listen to someone? Can you follow someone on social media? Can you really... No, wait, let me say that again. Follow someone on social media that is doing the thing that you want to do, that are actually getting the results, okay? So I want you to listen or read that book and make sure that you follow them. Kind of just see what they are doing and see how you could do it differently or add your own twist to it. When I talk about what do you need to learn about yourself, I really want you to take a self-inventory about who you are and think about what are the most practical ways for you to develop this plan. Is it reading for 5 minutes a day? Is it reading for 10 minutes a day? And how are you going to do those things? So I'll give you a little example. Some of the times, the things that I do when I want to read is I would listen to an audiobook while I am washing dishes. I would listen to an audiobook or a podcast while I am preparing my dinner for my family. I also listen to podcasts or audiobooks when I'm driving from one location to the next. So figure out when is it convenient for you in your schedule to actually get things done, and make that a part of your plan. Make this like a non-negotiable thing. So instead of you just listening to music or listening to the news or something like that when you're cooking, make it a learning experience where you're actually growing while you are cooking. All right. So the next thing is, that brings me to my next point, is how will you learn? How will you learn these things about growing your business? How will you learn these things about living a happier and a healthier life? How will you do it? Where will you get these resources from? Well, of course, we said a little bit earlier, books, podcasts, conferences, virtually. And what is the best method for you to learn these things? Are you more of a visual learner, or are you a person that needs to sit down with a book, with your highlighter, and write things down? We all have different methods to actually learn things, but make sure that in order for you to achieve your personal growth and development plan, that you must make sure that you take the time for it. And that brings me to my next point. To put it in your calendar. OMG, do a lot of people overlook calendars nowadays? But your calendar may be your Google Calendar. Your calendar may also be like a Erin Condren calendar. There's so many different calendars that you could use. I actually have a calendar myself, and I actually got it from Target this time, and I love it. It fits right into my handbag, and it's very, very good. So I want you to make sure that you put it in your calendar and develop a plan. Now, this plan is, again, non-negotiable. Like, you are going to do it no matter what. And again, if you get off track, make sure that you give yourself a little bit of grace. So the thing is, that what's your method of tracking your progress? Are you going to make a note to yourself? Are you going to make an X on your calendar? Are you going to tell a friend? Are you going to journal about it? What is your method to make sure that you are actually reading the books or listening to the podcast or making sure that you are actually consuming this information? And when you do it, I want you to celebrate, right? There's a song by India Ari, and it's like, we're having a private party. Ain't nobody here but me, my angels, and my guitar singing, baby, look how far we've come, yeah. So I want you to have a private party, and I want you to celebrate when you get things done. And those are the small wins. So you must schedule what you want to get done. If you don't set it as a priority, then it's not gonna get done. So that brings me to this, right? We all need to value life. We all need to value our time. We all need to value this body that we have. So when you are developing your personal growth and development plan, I want you to think about it this way, that you are going to manage your time differently because time is sacred. Time is valuable. Your time here on earth is valuable. And that way you are seeing God or universe or whoever you identify as your source. Thank you for giving me this body. Thank you for giving me this time. Thank you for giving me this space. And now with all the things that you have given to me, I am going to make sure that I get it done. And when you make sure that you get it done, that means that you are allowing God and God's presence to actually flow through you. When you are having your growth and development, your personal growth and development plan, you are allowing God's Most High, the Most High angels, to come and just visit you and really, really give you the ideas that you need so that you can grow the business. So no longer are you wasting time, but you are aware that your time here is short. And with that being said, I want you to be so mindful of the things that you do from here on out, because now you are making better decisions. Now you are honoring God. Now you are saying that I am going to do everything that I could do to improve my life or your life. So with that being said, because you are honoring your time, you are going to schedule your time. So I've been reading a book. I've been reading so many different books now. So it came from one of my books, right? And I want you to think about, when is your sacred time? When is your sacred time? When is your personal growth and development time going to be? So studies have shown that the hours of like 4 o'clock a.m. in the morning to the hours about 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning is definitely the prime time for you to get things done. That time is normally the time before the whole entire world wakes up. So lately, I'll give you an example of myself, and then I'll tell you what the books have said that I have read. Now, again, I do not know which book this came out of, because I listen to books, read books all the time. So it said that the prime hours for you to really get things done are between like 4 o'clock to about 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. That way you could get your workout in. That way you could journal, where you could pray, where you could read, where you can make your smoothies. That way you could get everything done that is just for you. So with me lately, I have been really, really, really utilizing, I haven't been waking up at 4, but I have been waking up between like 5:15 and 5:30 every single morning. And when I first wake up in the morning, I would normally go ahead and literally put on my workout clothes, and I would go and I would do my workout. My workouts are literally on YouTube, so I do have a list of people that I work out to every single day, and I would do my workout. A lot of the times before I do my workout, so hold on, let me pause, back up. A lot of times before I do my workout, I will also make sure that I journal and pray, saying and honoring God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the use and the ability of my limbs. Thank you for my home. I would just begin to either pray out loud or just journal it. And while I do that, I could literally feel like just the presence of God just really, really just be with me in my home in those moments. So I would just turn my nightlight on, and a lot of times I would just take my journal out and I would just begin to write, giving thanks for the day. after I do my journaling. A lot of times I have been reading during this time. And then I also make sure that I do my workouts, which I totally love. By the time I finish doing my workouts, it's literally time for me to get my son to school. So I would take him to school. And when I get back home, before I clock into my 9 to 5, OMG, I still got the 9 to 5. So right now. So before I go into my 9 to 5 job, of course I do all my showers and stuff. But then that's that time for me to fix my fruit and my vegetable juices. So all of those things are literally done normally before 8:30 on a good day. Sometimes it's not until 9. So I want you to think about, when is your most sacred time? When can you schedule a time so that you could have your own personal growth and development plan so that you could succeed in your mind, your body, your soul, and in your business? For me, it is first thing in the morning. I tackle basically the majority. I tackle my mind, my body, and my soul the first thing in the morning. Those are like the first three things that I cover. And I want you to do the same thing. Adopt that same habit. So maybe you can't wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, but maybe you can wake up at 6. Maybe you can wake up at about 7. What is your time for you that you could get your mind, that you could get your body, and that you could get your soul and do all of those things? And then those 8 hours or 7.5 hours or 3 hours, however many hours that is, that's the time for your business. So if you don't make a personal growth and development plan today, then you will see years down the line where you will feel empty. You'll feel a lot of regret. And you would say, golly, I wish I would have started that business. Gosh, I wish I would have worked on my relationships. Gosh, I wish I would have eaten the right food so that I could have been healthy. Golly, I wish I would have worked on my marriage. So what I want you to do from here on out is to make a personal growth and development plan, which will enable you to live a life of your dreams. A life of your dreams may look so different between me and between you. And a lot of times when you are developing your plan, I want you to think realistically. What are some of the things that you could do, tiny, tiny things that you could do today that will help you to succeed later on in the future? So again, in order to achieve your personal growth and development plan, you must think about the outcome. What is your outcome? What do you want to see happen? You must learn. Think about, who do you want to learn from? Whose podcast or whose biography do you want to read? Who are you going to follow? And make sure that you pattern yourself somewhat like how they did, right? And how will you learn it? Will you learn it by a conference, in person, or a podcast, or a book, or even an audiobook? And then last but never least, make sure that you put it in your calendar so that you can get those things done. So don't forget that if at any time you step off just a little bit, always give yourself just a little grace. And like how they say, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies, they never come to an end, for they are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. So remember to give yourself just a little bit of grace. If you fall off track, always, always, always get back on. So that is the end of this podcast episode for this week. And before we close out, let me just say a little prayer over you, right? Not too religious, just a little something, girl, so you can carry on with your day. All right. So God of the universe, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the mindset of developing a personal growth and development plan. We thank you, Lord, for letting us get our minds, our bodies, our souls, and our business all intact so that we will be able to move and have the energy that we need so that we could succeed in this life that you have given us. So God, we honor you, the universe, for the sun, the moon, the stars, and the sky. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us the ideas that we need so that we could feel fulfilled on earth. God, thank you for this time. Thank you for this podcast. And thank you, God, for blessing all of our brothers and sisters around the world as we operate in a spirit of love. Thank you, Lord, because you are so amazing. And God, we will forever honor and praise you for who you are and what you are. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Amen and amen and amen. Girlfriend, I want you to go out and live a rich life in your mind, in your body, in your soul, and in your business. Please make sure that you cannot do one without the other. Spread the love, live the love, be the love. Here goes a song, of course, by me. And make sure that you share the podcast with someone who you think can benefit from each and every single episode. Thank you so much for your time. Make sure that you share, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
One, two, three.
I know he's always watching over me. I know he's always watching over me. Over.
Never know. He said, "Lo, I will be with you until."